everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host. I just want to give some gratitude to Don Newsom and Seth and Alan over at BBS Radio for providing us with this great platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood, which is what I think it is for. I have tonight two wonderful guests, Kate and Libby Higgins. This dynamic duo is changing the world one website at a time, and they will speak tonight about creating websites that actually work, and they're internet wranglers, and they know how to make sure that Google finds your website first. I will give you their websites to take a peek at what they're up to. That's www.citysitesinc, that's CitySitesInc.com, and that will take you to their website where it's more about website designing. And then they have another great website they've just launched called JustBurbank.com, www.justburbank.com, and a radio show called The B Word, which is all about Burbank, will be on Mondays at 1 o'clock. If you go to www.925thewhy.com, then you'll be able to listen on the internet to the radio show, The B Word, which is very, very funny and makes fun of the city council members and gives them all superhero names and just amazing things that they have going on. I'll give you a little bit of background on Libby Higgins. I'll start with Libby. And Libby and Kate are mother and daughter. Mother is Kate. Daughter is Libby. Libby is the seed. And Kate is the mom. Wonderful ladies who are making a difference locally to bring attention to the world locally, starting right where they are. And they're launching websites called Just Burbank, Just Glendale, Just Pasadena, and JustNorthHollywood.com. And just launched the JustBurbank.com, which if you'll go to that, you'll see that it's really wonderful, and it's a way to help businesses to compete online, both locally and globally, while building an online community network. And just the awesomeness of these two ladies and the passion that they have to make a difference any way that they can, it's all geared towards, from my understanding, in an interview with them, their passion about education, and that tutoring should be free, and that every child should have an equal opportunity to learn as much as they can in an environment that supports that. Libby's past careers have ranged from working as a sign language interpreter, a collegiate dance coach, and a professional ballroom dancer. While studying philosophy at the University of Colorado Boulder, she became interested in the psychology of business and e-commerce, which is very interesting to me, which motivated her to become a certified Google AdWords specialist, a Yahoo ambassador, and an MSN premium partner, all of which means she can make your website Googleable. And she certainly can. I will give you a bit of background on her mom, Kate Higgins. She is fascinated with the internet and sold her interest in the THC, which I believe is, we'll ask her that when we get her on here. She decided to combine her business know-how and design training to start City Media Sites. City Media Sites is a website design company with a focus on websites for the entertainment industry. And being this is Spiritual Hollywood, if you're listening and need a website, you want to contact Kate and Libby. Kate's clients included Marley Matlin, Gabriel Byrne, Mel Gibson, Charlize Theron, emerging musicians and local post-production companies. City Media Sites evolved into City Sites, Inc., which now offers website design and marketing services for all types of professionals and businesses. And they will take on the task of improving the schools through community funding and will soon sponsor a major project to raise funds and provide free tutoring resources. JustBurbank.com now contributes $3 of every subscription, ad subscription, to local nonprofits. And that's just really wonderful and only just the tip of the iceberg about what Kate and Libby Higgins are up to. So without further ado, I will bring them on to speak to you. Kate and Libby, hello and welcome.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Is Kate there?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for being here. So I'm going to give you a website again, thecitysitesinc.com. I know we have a large entertainment industry audience. And many of them actors who are looking for websites, and people who are making even short films need websites. So that's CITYSITESINC.com, and that's where you'll go and take a look at what they've got going on for innovative websites for the entertainment industry and everything else you can think of. It's not just entertainment industry. And the other website, which will give you some idea of their passion and what they're up to, is www.justburbank.com. I've got a feeling that this is going to go across the country, and the franchise will include every city that there is, because what you've got planned to do with these Just Burbank and Just Glendale, Just Pasadena, Just North Hollywood, and all of these things is really to unite people. Is that right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we really stressed and decided early on was that we wanted to do Just Burbank specifically because everything else that we found was, you know, Los Angeles-based. And being from the area, the last thing you want to do is get stuck in L.A. traffic.
Right.
So really going locally, yeah, going locally and staying local. So we'll never be, doing a Just Los Angeles or doing a Just Chicago or a Just New York City. It just doesn't make sense, and it's not what we're about. We're about the local, you know, truly local, and staying within your community and creating and helping that community flourish.
I got it. Okay. I was thinking that I'm always looking at a big picture, and for me, it's such a cool idea to do Just Burbank or just a city name.com.
Absolutely.
Which is all about that city. And I don't know, I just went all over the country with it to that you could be the innovators of these kinds of sites. And
oh, that's the plan.
of all over the country, though.
Absolutely.
So I was correct when I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Because it makes great sense to me, and I think it's a really great idea for communities to come together and get to know one another and support each other and network, and the internet has become such a presence for even socializing that you and your mom, Kate, are making really the best use of the internet that you can. And so there are ways, right? There are ways that people can, just by the way they design their website and by the keywords they use and by the, there's something about if you use HTML as opposed to just programming or something, you'll get a lot more hits or Googling or something. I don't know.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's funny, one of the reasons that we have sort of gained such a following is because we really try and stay away from the vernacular and the all of the acronyms associated with computers and internet, and because it's tough for people to understand.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, if you have good, clean design, preferably in HTML, depending on what your needs are, but most people, you know, if you're doing a 1 to 5 page website, really all you need is HTML.
If you're doing a 1 to 25 page website, usually all you need is HTML.
Right. So really just kind of keeping it simple, and that's what we're about. And if you do that good, clean design, then you're going to be found a lot easier. Google can read those websites more readily than they can some, you know, if you've heard of Flash, it's all the stuff that goes across the screen and when things fade in and out.
Right.
Google actually is not very capable at this point of being able to read that programming. So anytime you have sentences flying across the screen, or if you have all of your text in that Flash that, you know, fades on or fades off or switches to a different page,
right?
Google's not reading any of that text. And what happens is you essentially become invisible online, because if somebody's looking for you and you're a talent agent, and your text is all about what a great talent agent you are and the services you provide and whatnot, those words are all lost to Google. Which is truly unfortunate, because the more and more those words are used on your site, the more relevant you're considered.
Yeah.
So that's what it really comes down to, is your relevancy. So a lot of good readable text and your popularity, which is a whole nother.
A beautiful site design without a lot of Flash, so keep the Flash to a minimum. I know the entertainment industry likes to use Flash.
It's all about Flash.
It is.
It's really going to work against you. And,
right.
Keep it to a minimum. Keep it to the, you know, maybe just the banner.
Yeah.
And put everything else in HTML, and then optimize it, or which means adding lots of keywords to the text in the copy and have it coded properly so that it's searchable by Google, and your rankings will go up.
Huh, that's great. And also, I believe you said, Kate, when we were visiting with you on Beer Friday,
thanks for that lovely story. It should become a national phenomenon, I think.
I think it should be, too. That would be really fun. And we ate the tomatoes from your garden. It was fantastic. We had it
with us. Yeah, go local.
So good. They gave us some great, great homegrown hothouse tomatoes. I believe they are. They were just fantastic. So what I think I heard Kate say was that if you don't update your site regularly and often, you kind of lose your place on Google.
Well, I have a quick story about how Google works that actually should make it very clear.
Great.
Okay, so basically what happens is Google has what are called spiders and robots. So just imagine them to be actually real and live spiders.
Oh.
Forget all the techno whatever.
Uh-huh.
And just imagine that these spiders are crawling through the Internet, and what they eat is keywords and your content. So what they're going around is checking out all the websites, and they're chewing down all these, oh, look at that this nice juicy word over here and this nice juicy word over there, and they understand what that means. So they're like, okay, this website is a really great vegetable buffet, and this one is a really great seafood place, you know, or whatnot.
Right.
So they go through, and as they go over and over again, just as a human would, if the robots go through and search, and they do about every 3 months, they go back through the Internet and check everything out. So they go back again, and they're like, okay, well, it kind of tastes the same as it did last time. So they're going to go back home and tell their friends, and then Google will basically keep you ranked at the same position. So let's say the first time they were like, this is great, this is delicious, and you go from, you know, ranking 1 millionth to 1,000th.
Mm-hmm.
The second time they're like, oh, it's still good, so maybe then you bump up to 900th.
Uh-huh.
And then they go back again, and they're like, you know, it's still the same food, and they're kind of tired of it and bored. So they're going to keep you at that same ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you keep putting out these new delicious tidbits for them of words and content, then they're going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, and then they're going, and your ranking will slowly crawl up and up and up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas just the same way that if you were to go to a restaurant over and over again and order the same thing, the idea would get stale to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your content on your website kind of gets stale to Google, and they consider you less relevant because it's old information, as opposed to the new, exciting, tasty information that you post on a regular basis.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I update my own website by myself. I don't know how I learned how to do that. I guess necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
So I go back, I call it, I go backstage mm-hmm. on my website, and I know the code, and I update it pretty regularly when my clients, because being a talent manager, my clients are always booking jobs. And then I put in celebrities' names because they're working with celebrities, and some, you know, some of them are. And I'll put those things in, and I'll notice that when I check my stats of my website, that when people Google a certain celebrity's name, they're taken to my website.
Yep, yep, absolutely.
Now I know why.
Yeah, because it's a tasty little bite there.
Yeah, awesome.
So no, exactly.
What's that?
And another really good way, an easy way, and it's a free way for people who don't know what you know about updating a website. If they start a blog and keep it up regularly, you know, add something new and fresh at least once a week, then if it's linked to the site, then it's like adding a new page or new content all the time.
Wow, that's great to know.
Yes.
That's great to know. So the more often, if you update your content once a week, that will feed the spiders very well.
Absolutely.
Right, and anyone can start a blog. It's free, and it's pretty simple. You just go to blogger.com or wordpress.com, and they can start a blog and have it linked to their website, and then you, boom, new page.
That's fantastic. And blobs are changing the blobs. Blogs are changing the world. It's like, you know, even in PR business, it really is helpful and beneficial to get bloggers to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. And it helps. I mean, really, it's all about, you know, yes, there's all this technical stuff on one side, but it's really about helping your user enjoy using your website. And when you're putting up that fresh new content that's like a new tidbit or what's going on in the industry or what they can do to, yeah, how-tos or short lists or checklists or, you know, those kind of things, just these little tidbits, then suddenly not only is your website information that the user can use, but now it's really something that they can interact with and gain something from, as opposed to having to place the call to you. They'll just come back and come back and come back and come back, And we all know that when it comes to advertising and marketing, the more that somebody knows you and sees you and the repetition of all of that is that when they do need you, you'll be the first person they call.
Right, because you're fresh in their mind.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, do you want a lot of unique visitors? There's that term, unique visitors. What is a unique visitor when it comes to website lingo?
Okay, well, this is one of the big myths, or one of the things that is thrown around a lot that isn't as exciting as it sounds, is the word hit.
Yeah.
And whenever somebody's talking about their hit, I personally tend to be a little bit leery, because what a hit is imagine that you're opening up a website and it has three or four different images on it, you know, a picture of the guy running the company, a picture of the office building, and a picture of a service, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Every single image that loads into that one page is a hit. So me visiting one website can generate 5 to 1,000 hits, depending on how many images are on that one page.
Wow.
So often I'll have somebody come to me and say, oh, I'm getting 100,000 hits. And I'll say, well, that's nice. And then my next question is, how many unique visitors do you get? Because that is actually tracking the fact that I, myself, my computer's IP address, has visited that one website.
Uh-huh.
And then that's a unique visitors is really a much more accurate number in terms of how many people are seeing your website.
Right, because I just checked my stats for guardianangelmanagement.com and found that my unique visitors is growing and growing and growing.
That's fabulous.
And I think that's probably because I'm feeding the spiders.
But it probably is, because what's happening, especially since you're adding those new keywords, is people that are interested in different things are all finding you now through these multitudes of keywords that you're putting in your content.
Wow. I must be just a blessed person, because nobody told me to do that. I just did that.
That's a good way to be.
It's meant to be. And this is great, great news for people who are daunted and intimidated by websites, and they really want to put up a website, and they're afraid to. They don't know where to start. They don't know who to call. They don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give your website again for anyone out there who wants just some plain common sense language used in explaining to you what not to be afraid of, because the Internet is really becoming just a super highway for marketing, connections, you name it. You've got something to say, put a website up, put a web page up, you know, get yourself out there any way that you can. And it's citysitesinc.com. That's www.citesitesinc.com. And just send an email. I think it's info@citysitesinc.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's the email address there.
Right.
And just send it to Kate or Libby, and they'll be happy to respond to you and help you get your presence known on the Internet, because these two ladies are Internet wranglers, as you're hearing. And there is a method to utilizing the Internet to the best of your capability.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you're saying, and this was a great analogy.
Right, and I love that you said that we give it to you in straight talk, you know, very obvious language.
Common sense.
Absolutely.
We don't talk geek.
Yeah, we like to say a lot that we don't speak geek.
Yes.
I think that it's important also that if you are out there looking for a website, or if you're with a website designer that you don't really love, then they probably don't love you either. And you're probably not getting the best bang for your buck that you could be. And my bottom line is that a website should not cost you thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Right.
It just shouldn't. I mean, there's been many, many times in which we've had clients that literally are shocked at our prices and even a little bit concerned that we're not that professional, or because we're not charging literally an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
But I've never wanted to. We've always tried to keep our prices extremely, you know, competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's important, because we hear more sob stories than you can imagine when it comes to, I paid my web designer, you know, $25,000, and then I've never been able to get a hold of them again.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, that just hurts.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about finding somebody that really understands you, because they'll represent you better in terms of your web page.
Well, it's a relationship.
Absolutely.
It's like you're not going to go to just any therapist who doesn't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
So and you got to shop around for the right fit, because that's a lifelong relationship. It certainly can be like finding a great mechanic or a great doctor.
Absolutely.
And it's a very, very valuable resource. And, you know, who doesn't like to refer great people?
Oh, right.
Yes, you know, and also a good web designer will.
Yes.
Will help you figure out how to do some of this stuff yourself.
Yes.
So that you're not entirely dependent upon the designer to get the job done and to get your voice out there on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kate, when I first got my website together, I barely knew how to turn on my computer. And because I was ferociously curious and I didn't want to keep bugging this person to update my site as often as it needed, I asked him to just teach me a little bit of code and then I would figure out the rest myself. And he did that, and I did. And I'm able to update any minute that I want to, because of the sort of, I don't even know what you call it, the kind of website you can update yourself is called what?
A template, usually, but most websites you can update yourself depending on which host company you're with.
We use a good hosting company that has a very simple admin control panel, so you can go in.
That's what I use.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and once you learn the little code things and how to make your images actually show up
and how to make your
website links work and all that kind of thing. That right there was the most frustrating part, and my web designer assured me that my computer wouldn't blow up. And when he assured me it wouldn't blow up, I trusted him, and I just went in there and made every mistake I could, and then I would look and see what it looked like when I did it, and I go, oh, that's not right. You know, somebody's missing half their face. Go back and tweak it until it finally the whole person showed up, or the link actually worked, or whatever it was. And it's fascinating, you know, just even the code you need to use to make a space, or to make a bold, or to make a color. It's very easy to do once you figure out how to do it. And it takes a while not to be afraid, unless you're talking to people like, you know, you, Libby, and you, Kate, who don't speak geek. And, you know, my web designer was speaking geek at me, and I was about to make my head explode.
Right.
And I just said, would you please tell me that in English? And because he's a brainiac, it really frustrated him, and finally it did work out. But it took a little bit, and I understand people's concerns when they're intimidated and overwhelmed and daunted and don't know how or who to call or whatever. And I'm going to give your website address again. It's www.citysitesinc.com, CITYSITESINC.com. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy.
No, we're not afraid to answer questions.
They don't speak geek, so, you know, they speak your language. And I'm sure that if anybody were to call you and they didn't know the first thing about how to do this, yet they had an idea and a concept, you could help them get clarity on that and actually create a blueprint template for them and put a page up to show them what their idea might look like.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know,
pretty quick.
Yes, and there's really only two factors that people need to address to make their site come up very high in the ranking, and it really boils down to just about two factors, right, Libby?
Yep, relevance, which we talked about with the keywords and the feeding the spiders,
mm-hmm.
and then what we call popularity. And popularity, same idea. So that spider's walking through the website land, and he notices on your website, you know, that you have links to other people. Let's say they're your resources or whatnot. Now, he's going to count those up, but he's also going to go to other websites, say Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, you know, the list goes on and on, or specific directories. There's, I think, 411 Hollywood, et cetera, where your website is listed. He's going to go out there and say, oh, look, she's got a friend over here and a friend over there, so that makes two friends. Now she's got five friends, six friends, 20 friends. Suddenly, now that you have all these friends who are linking to your website, it doesn't have anything to do with the links that you put on yours out,
mm-hmm.
but the ones that are outside linking to you,
mm-hmm.
counting up all those friends, suddenly you look really popular.
Mm.
It's just like in high school. It depends on how, not, it does depend on how popular you are, but it also depends on who your friends are.
Mm.
So if you're friends with another really popular kid, like I said, Facebook, or MySpace, then those really popular kids, or the internet cheerleaders and football players,
mm-hmm.
Will make you look even more popular.
Mm-hmm.
So having these outside links and going out there and just listing yourself on certain directories, listing yourself, like I said, with certain social networking groups, or even your friends and colleagues that want to list you as resources,
mm-hmm.
those really, 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 if nothing else, will, I mean, you could never change your content again. Those outside links and being popular online is going to vastly and dramatically improve your Google ranking.
And
it is one of the tips that no website designer will ever tell you for free, and yet here we are.
That's fantastic information, and I am on every one of those networks you mentioned and a bunch more.
Mm-hmm.
So that also would explain why I'm getting a lot more unique visitors.
Absolutely. And the more that you can post, and one thing that everybody out there should know is that all it takes is about, 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes of a little research, Googling your industry directory, so it would be something like, I used talent agents before, so talent agents directories,
mm-hmm.
or actors directories, producers directories.
Mm-hmm.
Googling those words will give you a ton of results of places where you can list your website, and the key to really staying cost effective is specifically searching out the ones that are free, and they're out there in multitudes.
Right, and so, then you just put your website on those sites, and
absolutely.
It'll just come back to you and make you popular.
Yes, in fact, the radio...
We like to be popular.
Yes.
Yes, especially in website land.
The local Burbank radio station that you mentioned,
yes.
925they.com,
uh-huh.
is we've been working with them, and recently Libby added the site to probably 100 or 50 plus, at least 50 plus directories, and they called up about 2 or 3 days later, and what did they say, Libby?
They went from 1,000 listeners an hour to 8,000 listeners
yes,
an hour.
Yes, you told me that, and that's phenomenal.
Right.
So I bbsradio.com is just, very popular already, and I'm sure Don is listening over there. And that's really great information. And so you just started a radio show on the 925they.com called The B Word, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I gave the listeners a little bit about that. And I'd like to hear from you just the way you told me about it in the first place. It was pretty cool.
Well, I am co-host with, my co-host name is Miha, and the two of us are young 20 to 30-something business people.
Yes.
And we're both women, and we talk a lot about what it's like to not only grow up in Burbank and our experiences growing up here, but also what it's like to be young entrepreneur and like go out into the business world and the hurdles that we have to jump over.
In the good old boy network.
And the good old boy network, which is lots of fun for us to play with.
Yeah.
But and we talk about local politics as well as anything kind of entertaining and funny that's happening in the Burbank Leader, which is our local newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And really it's all with, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and it's about kind of enjoying the process instead of letting any of it bog you down.
Right.
And
using a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
The best reality show in town is the Burbank City Council.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, I'll be going later tonight if anybody wants to meet me there.
Fantastic.
Get lots of good information and copy for the radio show there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have superhero names for the key players of the city council, do you, Libby?
We do. We've called Mayor Dave Galonsky. We've been calling him the Galonskinator.
Cool.
And there is Dr. David Gordon, who we call Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite is the city manager will soon be, in January, we're getting a new city manager. He's currently the assistant city manager. And he's sort of balding on the top of his head, but he has these two little poofs of hair towards his forehead. And so we've been calling him Hellboy. And he is out to seek justice for all of Burbank.
Oh,
so,
That's funny.
And then there's Sweet Marsha.
Oh, there's Sweet Marsha, who's about 4'2". And is cute as a button, but very, politically savvy.
Yes.
But, and then there's good old Aunt Jarenki, who is a lawyer, so we make no fun whatsoever. She's just perfect in every way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very,
absolutely.
Very PC.
Councilwoman Aunt Jarenki is all we call her.
So this radio show sounds like a great way to poke fun at just things that people take so seriously,
mm-hmm.
and maybe to invite more people to get involved in the city council and make a difference in their community.
Absolutely.
Because it's not so scary. And what I'm seeing and feeling and sensing that you're actually doing, Libby and Kate, it's like the way that you approach websites is common sense, no geek speak. You're helping people not be intimidated or overwhelmed by approaching getting a presence on the internet. And it seems like you're doing that in another way with the radio show, The B Word, about getting involved in your community without being intimidated and overwhelmed by that either. So
right. Well, you remember, Katie, back in the 50s when service mattered?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to be a resource, you know, for business people here to learn and figure out this whole, you know, 21st century internet thing.
Yes.
And be a resource for the community at large to connect to each other. We want to be, you know, that connection if we can.
Right. And the justburbank.com site allows anyone who has a business in Burbank to place their business for free on that site, correct?
Absolutely, as well as many other things. They can post their events going on, if they're having a special or a discount. If you're having a garage sale in Burbank, you can post that for free, a job listing for free. I mean, the list is really extensive. Volunteer opportunities, internships, cars for sale, animals for sale. You know, like, there's really, I mean, actually somebody could use Just Burbank and get a lot of exposure and PR for their business or their interests without having to ever send us a dime. No,
you mentioned, my son lives in Burbank, and he's selling his 2005 Prius,
uh-huh.
and he has a sofa he's trying to sell that's a fantastic sofa, and I now suddenly went, oh, he lives in Burbank. He can just place those right there on justburbank.com.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yep, and you basically, you have total control over anything that you post. Even when you're posting something for free, you can check the traffic stats and see how many people are looking at it.
That's fantastic.
And so, you know, if it's not getting that much attention, you can make little tweaks to it or do, you know, change things up a little bit, maybe punch it up with some words like great or fantastic or you know.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
or stellar.
Right. You just try and make things as literally as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We do customer service for the businesses that are not that tech savvy or are sort of not quite sure how to do everything they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We will actually show up at the business door and walk them through how to use the site without even getting a subscription. So it's really about helping everybody figure out how to find the central communication hub where you can find everything you need, get all the answers you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There are a lot of local directories out there, and even YellowPage, you know, .com, but we are the only local directory that lists all 5,000 Burbank businesses for free, just like the old Yellow Pages used to do.
Right.
And they're all there for free. And so if you're looking for a plumber, how many plumbers do we have in Burbank?
I believe there's 13.
They'll all be there.
Wow. That's great. And nobody's ranked better than anyone else, so it's really equal.
It's a random rotation. If you are a paid, you get to be ranked on, you know, near the top, obviously. Cause
right.
Not only because you're paying us, but also because we get to put that money towards local. It goes back into the city, you know, in terms of going to nonprofits.
Right.
So we figure if you're willing to do that good, we're willing to give you the thumbs up. But everybody is random rotation. So if your name, one of our chiropractors is named Randy Wassoff, and everything that he's ever listed in ever, he's always ended up at the bottom.
Mm.
So we very intentionally, when we started it, had it do a random rotation of listings so that everybody got a fair shot.
Oh, that's good. That's very fair.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So next on the horizon is Just Glendale, Just North Hollywood, Just Pasadena, is it?
Yep, and we're getting ready to launch those. Probably, we're always crossing our fingers for sooner than later, but most definitely in September, if not a little sooner.
Great, and I'm seeing the sense of that for people who don't want to drive across Los Angeles to get to a business that they need, because you have justburbank.com, somebody who lives in Burbank who thinks they have to go downtown to get something. They just click on justburbank.com and look for that item, and they could very easily find it there if it exists.
Absolutely.
So
and
you have 5,000 businesses listed there.
Yes.
Right. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
We just don't, I mean, there was a certain point which, you know, as guests started to creep up, even before everything started happening, it just didn't make any sense. And like you had mentioned in our intro, we are very much for education. And a lot of the funding that goes towards schools, it is based on the what business and the economy of the town that you're in. To do more business in town, your house price will go up, your education will be better, you know, I mean, your water and power company will be able to give you more services. So
local.
Exactly. It just didn't make sense to do anything else, to include. We've been approached by a number of businesses, say, in Sherman Oaks, in Glendale, in Studio City, who all wanted to be listed on just Burbank. And trust me, it was really kind of one of those ethical testing moments.
Right.
When they're saying, I want to pay you, and we were just starting out. But we stood by our guns, and I think it's really important to know that it is exclusive. It's about the community that we're in.
That's great. And
yeah.
What about doing a Just Studio City?
Oh, we're getting there. Yeah, we'll be there. We have plans in the works for those guys. They won't be left out for too much longer.
Just Sherman Oaks, Just Encino.
Yep.
Exactly. Just Woodland Hills.
Just Ben Hives. It goes on and on. Just
yeah.
La Crescenta. It goes on and on.
Great.
And on.
That's great. And I'm not leaving anyone else out on purpose. It's just not coming to my mind right now.
Oh, Just Santa Monica, too.
Just Santa Monica, too. We have to include the West Side.
Yes.
That's good. Now, I'm going to shift gears just a little bit here.
Okay.
I'm very interested, Libby, in the fact that you are very interested in, let me check my notes here, here it is, that you're very interested in, where is that, the psychology of business and e-commerce. What in the world got you interested in the psychology of business and e-commerce? Did that have anything to do with being a philosophy major?
Well, I think it did. When I was studying philosophy, one of my favorites of all time was Nietzsche. And just the idea of really having to be self-motivated, and it wasn't about anybody else's opinion or anybody else's perception, but it was your, you know, really existentialist, and it was your, it was what you decided that made up your idea of good and evil and all of that. So for me, in terms of the way that, you know, fell over into business, was it was really interesting to me as I started to work in different venues and places. I was a bartender also for a while, and you get to hear a lot of good stories that way.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting to me the choices that people made and the points in which they felt helpless and the points in which they, you know, kind of gave up at certain points or even really wanted to do something but felt some sort of block to it. And I guess it could be, like you said, on my mom's seed. I was born and bred to be an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So I think for me it was kind of all, seeing all of that around me. I just wanted to find out, and maybe it was a little social experiment at first,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to know why, as a business person, you couldn't just do whatever you wanted.
Right.
Just figure it out and do whatever it took.
And do it ethically.
When I say do whatever you wanted, you know, I'm ethics, I like to think of myself as ethical.
Right.
And, having that background in philosophy, I certainly know my logic. And, and I just didn't see why somebody else is, you know, poo-pooing your idea or somebody not, you know, patting you on the back would stop you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really motivated me along in every way as, a young person as well as a young woman in business. Whenever I come across a certain group or individual who doesn't really seem to be on the same page,
mm-hmm.
The real fun part for me is getting them on that same page. Not that I don't consider it, you know, a disappointment or, you know, a frustration. It's more fun for me to see why, to figure out why from their point of view,
mm-hmm.
my idea isn't so great.
Right.
And then to address those issues and maybe tweak my own. I'm not, you know, stubborn
yeah.
when I don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
but, yeah, tweak my own idea in such a way that it can appeal. I see no reason that you can't sell something.
Right.
You know, whether it be an idea or a product or a service. You know, as long as you're listening to what other people have to say and being, you know, somewhat empathetic and yet sticking to your guns.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing coming out of your mouth is a lot of qualities that you find in billionaires.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because ferocious curiosity, for one, is a big, giant, wonderful characteristic that you find in billionaires. And another one is healthy competition.
Absolutely.
And you've got all that going on. And to be such a young entrepreneur, I'm just excited by your passion. And you could just see it in your eyes. And it was just so much fun to have a conversation with you on Beer Friday, you and Kate, about that. And, what
and I'm sure the beer had nothing to do with
that. No, the beer is totally skinny dip. That stuff is
delicious. It's New Belgian skinny dip. That is our Beer Friday of the choice.
It was great. And it was like really good Kool-Aid. But I'm really, really excited about yours and Kate's excitement to bring the quality of education up. Mm-hmm. And to really make it available to everybody and to really support people who need tutoring and find a way to make it happen and utilize students and have them be paid to tutor people who can't afford it and then, you know, just keep recycling that and then those students become tutors and then those students that were tutored becomes tutors
mm-hmm.
and it just keeps on building on itself. So, you know, you and Kate have a lot of really innovative and wonderful ideas, and it's just filled with heart and spirit, and all for the betterment of first your community, which spreads out to the world. And there's nothing too small that you can do with the right intention that won't affect the whole planet. So
absolutely.
I just want to give you both a great acknowledgement for what it is that you're doing. And I only learned about the two of you recently. And became very ferociously curious about you myself and love what I found there because you really are connecting people.
We feel and that it's actually easier at a local level to get things done because,
yes.
Because well, if you look at the state of education, I mean, nothing has really changed much for a long time, even though there's been billionaires and others and government and everyone all over the place with placing a lot of attention, a lot of money on it, trying to figure out what's the answer to education in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer is got to come down to responsibility because we figured why sit and wait for the federal government or the state government to fix our schools?
Or right. even the local school district. Why wait?
Why wait? Right. Why wait for the teachers? Why wait for anybody? Because they're just not doing it. It's broken.
And don't you see that it seems like you're stepping on people's toes who are saying, oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, all the time.
Not right now. We'll do it later.
But,
and you're going, no, we need to do it now. There is no later. And they're kind of like, well, who are you, you little whippersnapper?
Oh, yeah. No, I get that a lot. And you know what? Like I said, it's part of the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people that look at me and say, you young whippersnapper, and say didn't want to get on board with the Jess Burbank idea, are now signing up and putting their listings this week.
Of course they are.
You know, it just takes a certain amount of time, and it takes a certain amount of smile and nod. I practice that a lot.
Right.
Like I said, when you stick to your guns, and if you really, it's one thing to walk around, you know, talking the talk, and it's another thing to really be persistent and really educate yourself and really feel that you can make a difference and have that going for you. So I think that whenever I approach someone and they're sort of, you know, if I'm stepping on toes, and there's plenty of organizations, especially when it comes to the education stuff, and this is an idea that we have not launched yet, but we are working on, and it's basically a new nonprofit that we're hoping to launch within the next couple of years, the one that you were talking about, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're stepping on toes, and if you're not doing that, and if you're not willing to expect that and take it on, then you're just part of the crowd.
Well, if you don't get told no at least 3 times a day, you're not really trying.
Yeah,
it's my philosophy, and if any pioneer that helped build this country was daunted by stepping on toes, we wouldn't be where we are.
Yeah, but it's going beyond that. Like, go ahead and be told no, but then as soon as they say no, do something.
Yeah,
to demonstrate that you're not just talking, but that you're acting.
Yes.
So it's one thing when people say no to me, I say, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. But I just wanted to let you know, and if you don't want to be a part of it, then that's completely your choice, and I'm all for you not being a part of it if you're not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it anyway, and then you just let me know how you feel once it gets going. And then
I have a favorite quote, and it goes like this. And after that final no, there comes a yes, and on that yes, the future world depends, by Wallace Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very true. If people just heard no and then stopped right there, we would be nowhere, and we would get nowhere even faster. So I'm really grateful that a young entrepreneur like you, and we're just starting to work with someone who is the creator of the Young Entrepreneur Society, which I would like to connect you with,
mm-hmm.
Lewis Lottman.
Right.
He's making a movie called The Yes Movie, and it's all about young entrepreneurs getting out there who are getting up, dressing up, and showing up like you are, Libby,
right.
and your mom, in this wonderful partnership that you have. Kate told me that she wanted partnership so much that she invented a partner herself, which was Proceed.
I had a baby.
Her baby. And
well, she just had to wait. And I rocked her, and I rocked her, and I said, you're my partner.
Wonderful, this dynamic that you have going on. And, you know, before we went on the show, I heard you telling Kate, your mom, don't push any buttons till it's time, Mom. Don't be pushing any buttons till it's time. It was just so cute because there's really no ego going on between you. They're just really straightforward talk where you don't have to try to soothe each other's feelings. You just get the job done.
Oh, it's the best part.
Yeah, and it's a dynamic you don't find everywhere, and when you find it between mother and daughter, and you guys are making such a difference in your communities and in the world, that's what I foresee, it's just so refreshing and wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So kudos. And everybody, tune in on Mondays at 1 o'clock and hear the B word and listen to them talk about what is it, old people's word of the day, and the Armenian word of the day, and the Mexican word of the day.
Spanish.
I
keep having to tell you people, it's Spanish.
And they changed. And our time slot was changed to 2 o'clock.
Oh, it's 2 o'clock now?
Yes.
On Monday.
Well, the best way to know is when you look at the website, they'll be updating. They're updating the schedule. So as you did give the 92.5, the wide, thewhy.com. They are updating the schedule, so that's the best way to find us.
Wonderful. I'm certainly going to listen because you never know what you're going to get, like a box of chocolates.
Yep,
that's true.
So I just want to, we've got about 7 minutes left on the Spiritual Hollywood Hour, and I just want either you, Libby, or Kate, or both of you to comment, if you would, just for a second or two, on Jed McKenna's views as expressed in Spiritual Enlightenment, the damnedest thing, and Enlightenment.
Libby's favorite topic.
My favoriteest.
Your favoriteest. I love that. So whatever you can come up with in 7 minutes, the two of you, I just would really welcome and encourage and request that.
You know, it's one of those books that, like I said, being a philosophy major, I was kind of forced to read everything. You know, anything published by anybody Greek or anything published by anybody German.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those books that came to me towards the end of my college years, and it just seemed to sum it all up. Whether you're a Buddhist or a Christian or an atheist or across the gauntlet,
mm-hmm.
Jed McKenna, the funny part is, or, you know, the not so funny part, is that he considers himself an enlightened being.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really tout it. It's not something that he's necessarily proud of. I mean, he is, after all, enlightened. And he kind of talks about the entire experience of what it takes to get there, get to your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Not any one specific truth, but get to yours, and how much work it is and how intense it is. And it's not for everybody, and if it's something you have to want and take on. But he's also extremely funny because he talks about, you know, the people that will meet together in a group and say, you know, oh, we're really enlightened now that we've just found out about the Shambhala Center, and we've decided that we're all going to sit around and buy Priuses and recycle, and we're better people than everybody else.
Right.
And he'll, you know, knock them for a loop. And so it's very entertaining. And he, in like no one else, has been able to communicate to me the way that my head has been working for the last 20-some years. in such eloquence and humor, and I mean, I don't even know where to go beyond it. It's so great.
Humor is one of the best communication tools and one of the best ways to learn. And it's one of the best ways to diffuse stress and anxiety because you cannot feel stressed out and anxious when you're laughing. And so I'm very curious about Jed McKenna, and I hadn't heard of this person until Kate, your mom, told me about this. And
because he won't go on book tours because he doesn't like people.
That's right. No, he's pretty much a hermit.
He just enjoys. You know, it's even hard to say enjoy when you're talking about him because
we don't know that he really exists.
Right. You know, it's a pseudonym, so we know that his name isn't Jed McKenna.
Yes.
But he, you know, one of his books, I think it's the third in the series, he actually talks about how much his publishers really hate him because he won't promote anything and he has no interest in being on the radio and answering somebody's questions because he sees it all as superficial and false. Because if you really want to know, it has nothing to do with listening to somebody else.
And it has nothing to do with joining a group. It has to do with you. It does have to do with a lot of introspection, very, maybe sometimes.
Your own personal truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of life experience to get to that.
And you have to end up coming up with a blank page, basically.
That life is empty and meaningless, that it's empty and meaningless. And you get to paint on that canvas whatever your filters tell you to put there.
I don't even know that I would go, because that's a little bit more Buddhist than where he is. He doesn't necessarily say that it's empty and meaningless. It just is.
It just is.
There's nothing bad about it. There's nothing good about it. It just is, and you can literally go for the ride and enjoy every minute of it.
And it just is once you rid yourself of all of the past belief systems that you've been inculcated with since birth, and that can be very exhausting.
and the
second book is about He uses Moby Dick as a story to tell about his own ride, and it
gives a whole nother meaning to Moby Dick.
Oh, a whole other meaning.
Like I actually read Moby Dick after I read this book.
Yeah.
I had read it once before, and I read it again. Which in Moby Dick is not one that somebody who's 25 reaches for.
Yes.
Right. And it was so, he puts things in ways that it's just so simple. He doesn't talk over anybody's head. He doesn't feel superior in any way.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that. And so it's just one of those things that can either really open up your eyes or at least give you a glimpse at somebody else's perspective.
And a chuckle.
Think of the whale as the ego, and Ahab is struggling to kill his ego.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really great. And I have an acronym for ego. It's edging God out. I'm sure many people have heard that. And then I made up an acronym for Satan, which is seeing all things as negative. And I literally saw someone's head explode when I said that one day. Christian. And I was like, oh, I can't say that to everyone. It's not really true. And I feel it's true.
Right.
I go to Hollywood and I can say that if I want.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want to thank you, Ruby, and you, Kate, so very much for being on the planet and for doing what you're doing and for making a difference and the passion that you have and the excitement and the fun you're having and the joy. It's just so evident in the way that you're living your life and the things that you're doing. And again, the websites are www.citysitesinc.com, CitySitesinc.com. Go there, send an email, get your website up, get your webpage up, get your presence up, have a conversation. They don't speak geek, they speak your language. If you want to go check out what's coming for the country, go to www.justburbank.com. And if you're local in Burbank, go there and utilize that. And the radio show, The B Word About Burbank, is at www.925thewy.com, Mondays at 2 o'clock for The B Word. And thank you, Kate and Libby Higgins, for being on my show tonight. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And I'll be back next week. And I want to invite you at this time to stand up really tall, take a deep breath, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. So do what they're doing. Get up, dress up, and show up. and create the life that you want. Thanks, everyone, and good night.